Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Rainer's Radio, practical training for joint heirs with Christ, with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening, and welcome to Rainer's Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host, and we are starting a new series on where we're going to be talking about ministry. Ministry in general and ministry specifically. And hopefully, when we're done, you'll have a better understanding of what are God's expectations. What does God say about ministry in general and ministry specifically in your situation? One of the things I want to try to do is take out some of the pressure and the stress and even confusion regarding this topic, and instill instead a sense of normalcy, that ministry is simply life. And we put it in context of, we're going to define it very differently than most people. From our perspective, we compare grace in ministry. Grace is accepting unconditionally what God gives us unconditionally and just saying thanks. Ministry is giving unconditionally what you have received unconditionally and just saying you're welcome. So it's simply sharing what you have received. That's all ministry is. And now that you understand your own nature better, and you understand that you, as a spirit being, your nature is to give, that's all ministry is. We'll discuss some of the specific situations you may find yourself in. But again, what we're looking for is to come at the whole concept, the whole approach of ministry as being about giving what you have received. If you haven't received anything from God, you have nothing to give. But if you've been born again, you have everything to give. You have eternal life. You have authority. You have direction. You have encouragement. Now, again, those are things that God wants you to experience. And in return, and in turn, you share what you have received. Now, there's going to be times that you're not even going to realize you're ministering. And that's good, because again, this is, ministry is your life. You are a giver now. And we go back to, who is God? What is God? Again, grace is accepting unconditionally what God gives unconditionally and just saying thanks. Ministry is giving unconditionally what you have received unconditionally and just saying you're welcome. God does what God is. And what God is his nature. We all know certain aspects of God's character, what we've experienced of him. For instance, he is holy. God is eternal. He is creative. He is perfect. He is all-knowing, all-loving. He is gracious and faithful. But he not only has these characteristics, but he is those characteristics, those things. Those things describe his very nature. And it is by his very nature that he shares those qualities with his creation. God's nature is to give what he is, which is why he created us to be receivers. God gives, we receive. That's our initial relationship with him, is to receive what he gives. Part of learning dependence is receiving everything God has for you. Also, because we are born of his nature, we are now spirit beings, we too have that nature of giving. So just as we learn to receive as part of our relationship with God, as part of our spirit identity, giving is also part of our spirit identity. Part of knowing God is to give. And sometimes we are aware of it. Every Christian has, by definition of being a Christian, received eternal life, knowing God now. But part of learning that dependence will be learning how to unconditionally give that life now. Now, usually when we talk about ministry, one of the first things that gets talked about is our calling. Knowing your calling is a popular teaching subject these days. We all want to know what God has called us to do so we can be sure to be doing it, so we can be sure to be on the right track and in his will and fulfilling our purpose and calling and pleasing God. But let's look at this from a slightly different angle. What we do is not who or what we are. Again, what we do is not who or what we are. It's been said that we're not human doings, but human beings. But that's not true either. We are spirit beings. If we've been resurrected with Christ, if we have been born again, if we are joint heirs with Christ, we are living spirit beings. Our source of life comes from an entirely different source, a different realm, a different beginning, and cannot be compared to or measured with the same standards used to measure success or productivity in the solical or natural realms, which is where we're so used to living. So for our purposes, we're going to define the term calling as a description of our present purpose in this life. We are simply called to be with Him. Have you ever wondered what your calling is? Here it is, to be with Him. Our calling is to live this life according to our new identity as a spirit. All other opportunities and circumstances, including ministries and projects that God assigns, are merely functions of that threefold purpose of God for us: to get us healed, to expose and remove our flesh, and bring us into dependence. We all have the same calling: to experience eternal life, to know God personally, to be with Him now. Now, this is kind of in juxtaposition to the whole concept of faith, walking by faith. We have this idea that the whole idea of, you know, following Christ is to step out in faith, that we, you know, we build our purpose and calling and life on believing, when God wants you instead to experience His love for you, experience His faithfulness, experience His character, His personality, experience eternal life. Not just believe in it, not just trust that God is faithful, but experience God's faithfulness. Now, sometimes we experience it through a project, through a circumstance that He has set up for us, where He comes through and proves His faithfulness. But at some point in time, He desires for you to receive that experience spiritually, rather than through a circumstance, solically or naturally. His goal is for you to embrace your spirit identity. So keep that calling, your calling to simply be with Him, keep that in the forefront of your approach to the rest of your life, day to day, in the big things. And you will never have to worry about priorities or about missing God or even about being dissatisfied. Since this is His calling of you, and again, He's the one doing the calling, all you have to do is respond. How do you do that? You show up for class. You go, okay, Lord, if my purpose, my calling is to be with You, here I am, teach me how to do that. And let Him reveal Himself. Let Him draw you. Let Him heal you. Let Him reveal your flesh so He can remove it. Let Him do what He needs to do so He can give to you, again, His purpose, so you can receive, which is your purpose, so you can be with Him. And then He will take it from there. That's what He desires. It's His job to make Himself known to you. It's not your job to talk Him into revealing Himself. It's not your job to be in the right place at the right time. You've already done that 2,000 years ago. If you're in Christ, you were co-resurrected, co-crucified, co-sitting with Him in heavenly places. So now, what does that look like for you today? There's only one way to find out. Lord, What does it look like for me today? Then, does God have a specific purpose for your life? We can take a deep breath and enter into that rest. That comes from knowing we don't have to accomplish, achieve, or produce anything to fulfill our purpose in this life. This is one of our big challenges in the Christian church, and especially in those who are in ministry. There's a real emphasis on the mind, on understanding. Our teachings are so much about coming up with new insight, new revelation. Or there's an emphasis on eliciting an emotional response. That's how you know God is speaking to you or is in a teaching, is you feel it or you sense it. Or the music plays such a significant role in our church events, our fellowshipping, and yet those are all parts of the soul. Now, those are all areas God wants to reclaim, but it is through rest that God reclaims them. It is not through stirring them up. It is not through stirring up the mind, the will, and the emotions, but by bringing them into rest and oneness and alignment with our spirit. So we have a real challenge to remind ourselves over and over again when we hear about achieving our purpose in life, that it's going to come through rest and dependence on God and letting Him do the work. Now, that certainly doesn't mean that He doesn't give us things to do. He very often does. Not always, but very often there's going to be projects that He will assign you. But those projects are not your purpose. Your purpose is simply to be with Him. Again, we enter into that rest that comes from knowing we don't have to accomplish, achieve, or produce anything in order to fulfill our purpose in this life. Then what are we here for? We know that God makes each of us unique and values that uniqueness. Does He also have a unique and valuable project for us to be working on here on this earth? Absolutely. According to His purposes for each one of us, uniquely. Again, exposing our flesh, bringing healing, and bringing us into dependence. He has planned tasks and projects and circumstances and even duties and challenges and visions for each of us that will accomplish those ends. In other words, the value is not in completing the project or the duty or the overcoming the challenge, but it is through finishing the project, accomplishing the duty, overcoming the challenge, that we arrive at the rest, the dependence, the spirit life. Sometimes He wants us to know what they are before we start, but sometimes we find out in the middle of the project or challenge, or even after that project is completed. And sometimes it isn't completed because starting it was what was important. God wants us to be part of the excitement of knowing an infinitely creative God. God loves to love on us, to share himself, to give his love to us. And when we almost argue with him, trying to find a way to justify receiving it unconditionally, that God loves us because Jesus made us lovable, or because we've done something good, or because he has to. No, God just loves us because that's who he is. And now that's who you are, is you are, he is the giver and you are the receiver. Just receive it. Don't go beyond that. Just say thanks. Let him be him and you be you. There's that simplicity of letting God be God and you be you. We know that what he has in store for us as individuals in your unique situation is in keeping with his general purpose for us. God wants to know us as we are now and be known by us as we are now. So what he does in our lives is always for the purpose of drawing us fully to him now, as we are now. We have no idea what was in our past before we came into this being, into this creation. We really don't know what's going to be like after we leave this creation. So all we have is now. So what he does, again, in our lives is always for the purpose of drawing us fully to him. That's the simplicity of devotion to Christ, of responding. Lord says, I have something for you. We say, thank you. What is it? This is great. Your calling is simply to be with him. How he makes that calling practical and ongoing in your life will be what we could call your ministry. What you do in your life as part of your relationship with God is what we call ministry. Ministry is the means by which you give out what God has given in. Your ministry may or may not be in line with your temperament, your needs, your desires, your expectations, or even your abilities. The Lord is under no restriction in regard to our soul, body, personal history, or social situation. In other words, you may hate public speaking, and he may put you in the situation where the only way satisfaction comes is through public speaking. But when we recognize that God is not putting us in that situation to make us uncomfortable, but because this is the way he has chosen to draw you close to him, so you can receive more of him and then give more of him. You understand it's not about how good of a public speaker you are, but simply that you are depending on God to be the public speaker through you. That you are receiving and giving that eternal life in order to let that spirit flow to and through you. It just happens to be in a circumstance where you are speaking publicly. God often purposefully gives us projects, puts us in circumstances, that challenge our weaknesses or likes and dislikes or prove contrary to our temperament and expectations, so we will form the habit of turning to Him for strength, encouragement, and motivation. In other words, rather than trying harder, we say, Lord, help. Can you do this for me? This is something I want to do, I need to do, and I choose to do. But Lord, do it through me. And we find that Spirit present within us. Now, this is something that is, you have to experience to understand what this looks like in our lives. Because this is a Spirit truth, not something we understand with our mind, our will, or our emotions. But once you have experienced Spirit living through you, you'll have a sense of what eternal life really is. And again, you already have all the eternal life you're ever going to get. So you might as well start learning to utilize it, receiving that life now. So ministry is, simply put, a part of our individual training process in which the Lord puts us in situations in which we are to freely share with others what God has shared with us. There's going to be times when we won't even know that He is imparting His life through us, as it can be happening outside our conscious awareness. We don't even know it. But it is very likely that at some point or another, the Lord will stir up a desire or create an opportunity for giving that will cause you to depend on Him in ways not otherwise possible. This is why this whole topic of ministry is important. We're not talking about, later we will talk about vocational ministry and other aspects of ministry, but what we're talking about now is that ministry is a term that describes a major part of our relationship with God that we have received and we give. We receive, we give. We receive, we give. We receive unconditionally. We give unconditionally. We receive unconditionally, and we give unconditionally. Hopefully, you'll start seeing that that's a restful place that we find ourselves receiving and we find ourselves giving. That it's not work. It's not something separate than who we are and what we do with God, our life with Him. But it is all an extension of who we are in Him. Now, one thing to remember is that in terms of ministry and in terms of meeting the needs of others, God doesn't need you to accomplish the task He sets you to. He is simply creating another circumstance for you to learn dependence. So if you are in a situation where someone needs something and God calls you to meet that need, to minister to that person, say a word of encouragement, rest assured that if you don't do it, God will do it Himself. So there is no pressure on you for being perfect, for doing it right, for rising to whatever expectations there are. It is God's responsibility to meet the needs of all people. It is not your responsibility. This is simply his way of allowing you the opportunity to participate in what he is already doing. So we'll pick it up here next week. We'll talk about the role model for ministry and for vocational ministry and life ministry, some other aspects. And if you have any specific questions about ministry or about any of the other topics we've been talking about, drop me a line at diane@therainersclub.org. You can use the contact form, or you can drop me a line through Blog Talk Radio. It's always good to hear from you. Again, we'll get together again next week at the same time. Until then, this has been Diane Thomas of the Rainers Radio. Have a great night.